teen superstar Chloe Jane is here to talk about music, DJing, and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, I'm Veronica Barriga, and welcome to this edition of Mini Spotlight. This is a series where we bring you the best rising stars in music, film, and TV. So I'm here with Chloe Jane. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm so happy to be here.
Perfect. So you have, this is really exciting. You just released a new single.
Yes, I did.
And the name of it is Superstar. I love that.
Thank you. Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes, so Superstar is a song I just released. It's written by Meghan Trainor and my producers, The 11. I love it. It's a really upbeat, catchy song, and it's all about, like, superstars acting like a superstar, having fun with your friends, but you can also, like, work hard and achieve your dreams.
Yeah, that's a really good message.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
So what, so have you met Meghan or?
Yes, so I met Meghan and her producers at a book signing.
Oh.
At L.A. Reid's book signing in New York.
Okay.
And her producer said to come to the studio one day.
Uh-huh.
And they wrote this song with Meghan called Superstar.
Yeah.
And I listened to her demo. I'm like, oh my God, I love that song. Can I record, like, can we record it?
Yeah.
And they offered, like, and we recorded it and it all fell into place ever since.
That's amazing. So so you have been doing music for about, what, 2 years now?
Well, I started singing and playing piano when I was around 9, 10.
Okay.
And I started writing songs on the piano. So I would find chords and melodies, and I would write hooks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then when I was 12, I started to learn how to DJ.
Yeah.
Because my parents met in Ibiza.
Oh.
So every summer, we would go to Ibiza, and I would see all the DJs play, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So I went back to New York, and a good family friend of mine, Jellybean Benitez,
mm-hmm.
he was like Madonna's boyfriend. He wrote the song Holiday with her, and he's
okay.
a huge legend in the DJ industry.
Yeah.
So he took me under his wing, and he literally brought me to this DJ school called Dubspot. He showed me everything he knew.
Yeah.
He gave me all his advice, and I started DJing because of him, and he's my mentor.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know, when I was reading about you, this really blew my mind. You are the youngest DJ to ever DJ at Club Amnesia in Ibiza, and you sort of set a record?
Yes, so last summer, well, this summer, uh-huh. just passed, I had a residency at Amnesia in Ibiza.
Gosh.
And I'm the youngest to ever have a residency there.
Yeah.
It was so fun. My party at Amnesia was for all the teenagers and kids on the island.
Okay.
So from under 18, all the teenagers would
come.
Well,
that's a lot of fun. Because usually they're not allowed to be in the clubs. Yeah.
So if you think about it, there's really no places for teenagers to go.
Right.
There's no parties. They can't go to clubs because
right.
of liquor and rules and everything. So it's great that I have this party that teenagers can come and have fun together and enjoy themselves.
You seem to have a lot of fun. Like, I was looking at some of your blogs. You live a really fun life.
Yeah, thank you. And when I perform at Amnesia,
mm-hmm.
I also sing and dance while I DJ. And I sing Superstar and my original songs, but also I sing a couple covers.
Okay. What's your favorite cover?
Well, last summer in one of my shows, I did We Found Love by Rihanna. It's
okay.
great
yeah.
because at the drop, it gets all the crowd going.
There you go. Yeah, see?
Yeah. So that was really fun. And I did Superstar with my we did choreography with my dancers.
Uh-huh. What's that like? Are you like a natural-born dancer, or do you have to work hard to get the moves, you know, sometimes?
Well, I have been ice skating since I was 3,
okay.
and I've been doing ballet. So, yeah, I'm pretty good. And then I started ballroom dancing when I was
Ballroom dancing?
Ballroom.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I do Latin ballroom, like cha-cha, samba.
Okay, well, we should get you on Dancing with the Stars then.
Yes! I love to do that.
That'd be a lot of fun. So you have an interesting upbringing. Your parents, or at least your dad, was in the entertainment industry, right? He's like a really famous entertainment attorney for a lot of big people.
He's an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah.
And my mom... and my aunt was Miss Australia.
Oh,
she went through the Conservatory of Music, and she is a singer, an opera singer, and she does every type of music. She's just very talented.
Yeah.
And my mom, she plays saxophone.
Okay.
And she went through the Conservatory of Music, too.
So a very musically inclined family.
Yeah, my dad has the lawyer brain, so...
That's perfect. That's a great mix there. Hey, you got to have business and the talent. You know, it's all. If you can be a superstar, but if you don't know the business, then you know you can't get very far. So that's fantastic foundation. So tell everyone where they can find you and your blogs and your YouTube channel and all that fun stuff.
You can follow me on my Instagram at Chloe Jane's World and my YouTube channel. I post a lot of covers, singing videos, vlogs, beauty.
She does it all.
And Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
Everything, Snapchat.
She's taking over, folks. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.